One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi friends, my name is Amelia. I have an extremely rare genetic disorder. This condition is so rare that there are only 400 known cases of it in the whole world. And I'm one of them. I'm sure you will be shocked when you find out what it is. You might not even believe it. By the way, you can subscribe to this channel now if you would like to know when new videos get uploaded. And if you like my story, please don't forget to like this video. First, I want to tell you about something that happened to me when I was 6, because that was the first time my parents realized there was something going on with me. There was a forest near where we lived. Sometimes we would go camping there. On one of those trips, as my mom was preparing dinner, my dad and I went to gather wood that we could use to start a fire. Suddenly, we heard my mom scream. Naturally, my dad ran back to her right away. It turned out that a giant snake had climbed onto the table and was sitting there right next to the food. My dad told my mom, "Honey, don't panic. I'll get rid of it right now." But all he could do was to try to shoo the snake away by making strange noises. Meanwhile, I had noticed that the snake was next to the chocolate cake. So without even thinking about it, I walked up to the snake and grabbed it by the back of the head. Then I tossed it away while my parents stared at me in disbelief. The snake was probably as shocked as they were. It quickly disappeared into the forest. When my mom screamed, "What did you do?" I just said, "It was going to eat our cake." Of course, what I did was incredibly dangerous. If the snake had bitten me, I could have gotten sick or even died. So how could I have done something so brave even though I was only 6 years old? I only did it because I'm not able to feel fear. I'm not scared of anything. It might sound nice when I put it that way, but this is a genetic disorder, and it's definitely not something to envy. People have 6 emotions. 1, joy. 2, sadness. 3, disgust. 4, surprise. 5, anger. And 6, fear. All these emotions are created by the brain. The brain decides which emotion we should experience depending on the situation we're in. But what happens if your brain is not familiar with one of these 6 emotions? That's right. You can't experience it. This is the problem with people like me. Our brains simply don't know what fear is. That means I'm the most fearless person you'll ever meet. But it's not something I can be proud of, because being fearless is much more dangerous than you might imagine. It leads to unpleasant things happening to me. On a few occasions, I have even had close encounters with death. There's a park not far away from my school. Sometimes my friends go there after school to sit around and chat. One time, a man snatched a purse from a woman who was sitting on the bench next to us and started running away. Just as he ran by us, I stuck my foot out. The man tripped and fell on his face, and the purse went flying from his hand. Of course, she was very happy about what I had done. She thanked me again and again. But at the same time, what I did was way too dangerous for someone my age. The man could have had a knife or even a gun, and he could have hurt me in so many ways for stopping him. That day was just one of the examples of the type of dangerous situations my fearlessness disorder could put me in. So, was I able to change my behavior as a result of this? Of course not. Because I don't know what fear is, bad experiences like these unfortunately don't have any effect on me. No matter what I go through, I keep acting without any fear. Some of you might say, "Okay, you might have no sense of fear, then you should use your mind. In such situations, protect yourself even if you don't feel fear." Unfortunately, this is not possible. I've heard that normally when people are scared, their hearts pound faster, their breath gets shorter, and their palms get sweaty. I don't understand that I should be afraid because none of these things are happening to my body. Otherwise, I'm not stupid. My IQ level is pretty normal. There's no problem with my memory either. I don't forget the bad things that happen to me. But despite all this, when I see a giant spider, I grab it with my bare hands without even thinking about it. It doesn't occur to me to protect myself because my brain does not signal for me to be afraid. That's why I can casually do all these things that can seem foolish to you. Of course, there are courageous people out there. But as you figured out, this disorder is not the same thing as being brave. It's so much more than that.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
For example, when crossing the street, you should be checking to see if there are any cars coming. People who have my disorder even have trouble with something so basic. Unfortunately, most of the time I step out into the street without looking. I'll tell you something even weirder. Do you go near wild animals knowing they could rip you to pieces? Unfortunately, people like me might. During my first year of junior high, we went on a class trip to the zoo. After a while, we came to the tiger enclosure. We saw that there were two adult tigers and a cub along with them. The little tiger was, of course, super cute. Suddenly, I had an irresistible urge to pet it. There was a wall and a moat separating us from the tigers. I thought that I could jump down, swim across the moat, and then pet that little tiger as much as I wanted. So I decided to go for it and started climbing over the wall. Thankfully, the teacher saw what I was doing and was able to grab me before I jumped down. "Amelia, what are you doing? Are you insane?" she screamed. Because I didn't think I'd done anything wrong, I was trying to explain myself by saying, "I was just going to pet the cub and leave." After this incident, my parents took me to a therapist. They knew I was a brave kid, but this was a little bit too much. The therapist asked me a lot of questions about similar incidents that had happened to me in the past. Afterwards, he told my parents, "It seems like Amelia's problem is not psychological." and referred them to a neurologist. I learned that it was neurologists who specialize in issues related to the brain. In the neurology department, they ran many tests on me. For example, in one test, the doctor showed me photos of people's faces and asked me how that person was feeling. For the first photo, I said, "He's laughing, so he's happy." For the next one, "She's crying, so she's sad." In the third photo, there was a woman who was screaming. I said, "She's screaming, so..." And I was quiet. I realize this sounds unbelievable, but when I see the face of someone who's afraid, I can't understand that they are afraid. My brain is not only unable to create the feeling of fear, but it also doesn't register that other people are afraid because it doesn't have any idea what this emotion called fear is. Since my brain doesn't know it, I don't know it either. After these tests, neurologists gave me a definitive diagnosis: no fear disorder. Since this was a very rare genetic disorder, I became a case study in medical literature. From time to time, scientists come to visit me and perform new tests. Research on this disorder continues since its cause is still unknown. As you might have guessed, there's no treatment for it either. I will have to live with it for the rest of my life. So, are there any advantages to having this disorder? Thankfully, yes. I don't experience any fears that make life harder for people. For example, I've never been scared of taking exams, and that has always had a positive effect on my grades. I don't have a fear of public speaking either. Since I'm so comfortable, I always end up speaking on behalf of the students in parent-teacher meetings. I also don't have any phobias, such as the fear of enclosed spaces or the fear of clowns, and I will never have them. Finally, I always sleep like a baby when flying. I'm never afraid, no matter how badly the plane shakes while going through turbulence. Once, while flying through a storm, I saw lightning striking one of the plane's engines. I laughed and told my mom about it. She told me, "Amelia, you don't have to say these things to me. Not everyone is as brave as you are." My friends have told me fear can be pleasurable in certain situations. Of course, I'm missing out on all of that. For instance, I don't like horror movies because they don't scare me. And I'm not scared of ghosts or zombies or vampires. Scientists who are doing research on my disorder placed electrodes on my head and made me watch scenes from the scariest movies. Thanks to those electrodes, that could see what was happening in my brain in real time. The tests demonstrated that there was no activity in the part of my brain related to fear. This was something to be expected, but now it was scientifically recorded. Another thing that everybody loves, and I don't, is riding roller coasters. I gave in to peer pressure once and rode one even though I knew I wouldn't be scared. They lost their voices from screaming so hard. I, on the other hand, just got bored and looked around. Now you know my story with all its details. Fear keeps us away from danger. That's why it's important for our survival. But despite all the drawbacks, would you still want to switch places with me? Please leave a message in the comments. Thank you for listening to me. Sharing all this with you felt really good. Bye.
Hi, everyone. My name's Melissa. My parents got divorced when I was in junior high. I stayed with my mom. A year and a half later, she got married to someone she'd met online. He lived in another country. My mom said we had to move there, but I didn't want to, so I went to live with my dad instead. He owns a very famous restaurant. It's only open in the evenings. You have to book a table months in advance to be able to eat there. One day, my dad called me into his office. When I came in, he jumped up from his seat. "I have a surprise for you," he said. After a while, he came back with a woman. He said, "Melissa, I want to introduce you to Delia. Delia is the purchasing manager at the restaurant. We've been together for a while. I'm sure you'll be surprised to hear this. Delia and I have decided to get married." Just like he said, that caught me by surprise. "Really?" was all I could say. 2 months after this conversation, my dad married Delia. So that's how I got a beautiful young stepmother. I don't want to sound prejudiced, but Delia seemed to me like the gold digger type. I thought she only married my dad, who is much older and is also her boss, for his money. My dad is no billionaire, but he is pretty well off. But it wasn't something I could bring up with him because from what I could see, he was madly in love with his new wife. As time passed, I got to know Delia better. She was definitely a gold digger. She was constantly going shopping for shoes and expensive handbags. I saw her showing off all the jewelry that my dad had bought for her to her friends. She'd converted a large bedroom into a walk-in closet. It was stuffed with expensive clothes. She continued to shop online in the evenings. She was getting stuff delivered to the house all the time. No matter how much she bought, it was never enough. Though I couldn't stand Delia, I could never say anything to her either. But one day, I noticed that her attitude towards me had suddenly changed. Until then, she used to ask me, "How are you doing? How is school?" She used to try to chat with me. But something happened and she stopped talking to me. She wouldn't even look at me. One night, as I was brushing my teeth, it dawned on me. I thought I had figured out why my stepmother was acting differently towards me. For years, I've kept a diary. For me, it's the same as going to therapy. I was able to overcome many of my issues thanks to this. Before I go to bed, I always write down whatever happened that day. So, had Delia secretly been reading my diary? That was my theory. If she had read my diary, it meant she had found out what I really thought of her. I'm sure she did not like that one bit, because everything I wrote about her was negative. So it made perfect sense that she'd get upset and stop talking to me. I used to leave my diary on a bookshelf in my room, but now I started carrying it in my bag. One night as I was writing, I realized something. I was censoring my thoughts about my stepmother. I wasn't writing the bad stuff about her in case she might end up reading it. This made me really uncomfortable. I told myself, "I don't care if she reads it. I'll write whatever I think." And that's exactly what I did. One evening, I was in my room when my dad came in. Looking all serious, he said, "Melissa, I want to talk to you about something very important." He said, "Your education is really important. In class, you should be focusing on what the teachers say and nothing else." I stared at him in shock. Dad, where is this coming from now? Did the school call you?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
No, they didn't call me. It doesn't matter how I found out. Please just pay attention to your studies, he said. After my dad left, I started thinking, what was that all about? Why did my dad need to give me that talk? And then I got it. It seemed like my stepmother had read my diary again, because I had recently written that I had a crush on someone, and I wasn't able to concentrate in class because I couldn't stop thinking about him. Delia had read this and immediately told my father about it. To me, this meant that my stepmother had declared war on me. She had started using what she learned from my diary to destroy my relationship with my dad. I was so angry I couldn't sleep all night. Who did she think she was? I decided to talk to her the following day. She wasn't home when I came back from school. After a while, she arrived again, carrying a ton of shopping bags. I went up to her and said, I know you've been reading my diary. You need to stop doing that. She answered, no, I'm not. Why would I be interested in your boring life? Then why did my dad give me the focus on your studies talk? I know you read that from my diary and told him, I replied. I'm not interested in you or your diary. Please don't involve me in your childish games, she snapped back. That night, I talked to my dad about it, but I couldn't convince him. Delia is not someone who would read your diary. That's your private life. And she's civil enough to respect that, he said. He was obviously protecting his wife. Of course, I was sure she had read it, but my dad was still far too in love with her to see what was happening. I had to find a way to prove that Delia was reading my diary, and I did. I had written earlier that I thought Delia was a gold digger, and she had read that. So I decided to write some things that weren't exactly true. Do you want to know what I wrote? Here it is. My stepmother really pissed me off today, so I talked to my dad tonight. Deep into our chat, I asked him, Dad, why did you marry this woman? All she cares about is your money. Don't you realize that? My dad replied, Unfortunately, I've begun to suspect this as well. I love her very much, but she is shopping nonstop, and that's not normal at all. Yes! My dad is now becoming suspicious that she is a gold digger. He will definitely see the truth soon. That's what I wrote in my diary. Of course, I never had that conversation with my dad. I made up every word of it. My plan was really simple. My stepmother would read what I had written and ask my dad, how could you think that about me? So my dad would immediately come and talk to me. And first, I would prove that Delia had been reading my diary. And second, my dad would know what I thought about her and maybe he would start having some doubts about her too. The next day, I left my diary on my desk and went to take a shower. I spent a long time in the shower to give my stepmother plenty of time to read it. I was wondering what would happen next. My dad didn't come to my room that night. That meant my stepmother hadn't talked to him. He didn't come the next day either. What happened? Why hadn't Delia confronted my dad? Would she keep quiet after what she'd found out? Yes, for some reason, she kept quiet. Do you know what she started doing instead? She began removing everything she had bought from our house. Of course, she was doing this secretly. But every time I looked into her walk-in closet, I noticed there were fewer and fewer of those expensive bags, shoes, and clothes. Where was she bringing all this stuff and why? Since my plan didn't work out exactly like I hoped, I decided to write something that could have a bigger impact. Here is what I wrote. I stopped by my dad's restaurant today. He looked really sad. I asked him why. He didn't want to tell me at first, but then he said, I'm thinking about divorcing Delia. Unfortunately, our suspicions have been confirmed. I was both happy and surprised by this unexpected news. I think she'll finally be out of here soon. Do I need to spell it out? Of course I made all that up too. Again, I left my diary lying around and jumped into the shower. I was sure my stepmother was reading the things I wrote about her while I was in there. My dad was at the restaurant that night. I was so curious about what would happen. This time, it would definitely come out that my stepmother had read my diary. I thought Delia would call my dad on the phone and my dad would rush home, but again, things didn't pan out as I expected. The house was really quiet. I ran into Delia as I was going into the kitchen. She was about to go out with a huge suitcase. She left without even looking at me. Of course, I panicked big time because of me. My stepmother had left home. I called my dad. I couldn't tell him about my diary. I only told him that Delia had left with a suitcase. Dad came home immediately. Delia's phone is turned off. I can't reach her, he said. I couldn't tell him the truth because I was so scared. Half an hour later, my dad said, Melissa, I realized something weird. Delia took all her jewelry with her. Perhaps that's normal, but there was a considerable amount of cash in the safe. She took it all, but that's the company's money. And Delia knows this. I don't want to use this word, but this counts as theft. And then he went to the police. He learned unbelievable things about Delia there. It turns out she was, in fact, a professional gold digger. She would marry much older, well-off men and then steal their money. She'd start working for people whom she had set her eyes on. Then she would start flirting with them. After marrying them, she would take as much of their money as she could and then disappear. I had figured out that she was a gold digger, but obviously I couldn't have guessed this much. Quite a bit of time passed. Then one day, I saw Delia on the news on TV. She had trapped someone rich again. But this time, the man found out the truth after doing some research before marrying her. And he went to the police. I was really relieved to see Delia in handcuffs. It turned out that she'd been hiding the jewelry and the money she stole in a safe at her mother's house. This is how my dad got back his company's money and most of the jewelry he bought for Delia. By the way, I keep saying Delia, but it turned out her real name is Fiona. With every marriage, she was making up a new name and using a fake ID. Months later, I was able to tell my dad the truth about the diary. I couldn't foresee what his reaction would be. He burst out laughing. Just like your mom, you're a force to be reckoned with, he said. My only intention had been to prove my stepmother had been reading my diary. But my little game ended up leading to something I could have never expected.
Hi, everyone. I'm Agnes. I have a miraculous condition that is seen only in very few people in the world. When you find out what it is, I'm sure you'll be very surprised and will probably wish you had it too. But please wait until you hear the whole story. I'm sure you're going to change your mind because, as you will soon see, this is in no way a precious gift bestowed on me. It's definitely a curse. Before starting elementary school, I was always at home. My mom wouldn't let me go to preschool or kindergarten. I really wanted to go to kindergarten because my cousin Casey was going. And I wanted to be just like her.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But no matter how much I begged her, my mom wouldn't let me. I rarely saw my dad because he was traveling for work all the time. He was home for only a few days a month. One time when he was home, I asked him, Dad, why can't I go to kindergarten like Casey? Will you talk to mom? I really want to go. My dad shrugged. I told your mother many times, but she won't listen. She says you'll go to elementary school. Your mother is the most stubborn person in the world. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. My dad was my last hope, but when he also told me that I couldn't go to kindergarten, I started crying. My mom was making dinner in the kitchen. She ran over to me when she heard me crying. She grabbed my hand and took me to my room. Then she said, Agnes, dear, please don't cry when your father's here. She always used to tell me this. I was so little. I couldn't think of asking my mom, why do you not want me to cry when my father's around? I was able to find out the reason many years later. Thankfully, my mom kept her promise when it came time for me to start school. Of course, she wanted me to start my education, too. But on the first day, she told me over and over, no matter what happens, don't ever cry at school. It's very important. Do you understand, Agnes?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I said, yes, mommy, every time, she kept telling me the same thing every day. When I would come home from school, she would ask, honey, did you cry at school?
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, as she was dropping me off, she'd say, no crying at school, no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's obsession with my crying at school continued for years. When I was a little older, I tried asking her why she was so concerned about it. Mom would say, you're too young. I will explain it to you when you are a little older, and wouldn't say anything else. Back then, I had a crush on a boy at school named Brody. I thought he also liked me because he would do all kinds of things to try to get my attention. One day, he was doing skateboard tricks in the schoolyard to impress me. At the same time, he was looking at me and checking to see if I was watching him. All of a sudden, his skateboard flew out from under his feet, and he fell really badly. I ran over to him right away. He was in so much pain that he started crying, not caring that I was standing next to him. He was sobbing uncontrollably. That moment, I noticed that liquid was coming out of his eyes and running down his cheeks. I was really surprised to see this, because that's not what happens when I cry. I couldn't help myself and even touched his tear with the tip of my finger. Brody thought I was showing him affection and started crying more easily. And thanks to this, I was able to take a closer look at the liquid coming out of his eyes. You must be wondering why I was so surprised. Because when I cried, instead of liquid, I had small glass-like particles coming out of my eyes. Until then, I had never seen someone crying up close. That's why the liquid coming out of Brody's eyes had really surprised me. When I got back home, my mom asked me her usual question, did you cry at school? I said to her, no, I didn't, but a friend of mine did, and told her about what happened. There were lots of questions in my mind. Was it Brody who cried in a strange way, or was it me? Did other people also have liquid coming out of their eyes, or did they have the small particles like me? I wanted to know which one of us was normal. My mom took a deep breath. Then she said, Agnes, what I'm about to tell you will need to stay as our secret. You can't tell this to anyone, including your father. She started explaining that, first off, that liquid is called a tear, and told me that normally when people cry, salt water or tears come out of their eyes. But because I was a special kid, I cried differently. Then she added, there's something else that is important for you to know. What comes out of your eyes is not glass, it's diamonds. That was the day I found out that diamonds are very valuable. They're so valuable that if we sold the little diamond crumbs that come out when I cry, we could buy a luxury home. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So why don't we? I asked. My mom said, because if people find out you're crying diamonds, that might have really dangerous consequences. What kind of dangerous consequences? I asked. And my mom said in a worried voice, Agnes, bad men might kidnap you. Then they'd force you to cry all the time so that the diamonds come out. The mafia may hold you hostage every single day of your whole life. Even though I was young, I understood the gravity of the situation. I promised my mom that I would never mention this to anyone ever. This would be our secret. About 4 years after that conversation, my parents were involved in a car crash. My dad did not have any serious injuries. But despite the doctor's best efforts, my mom didn't make it. I felt like I was in a bad dream. I wouldn't be able to see the most beloved person in my life anymore. Despite my grief, I kept the promise that I had made to her. Not even one speck of diamond came out of my eyes at my mom's funeral. I didn't cry at all. People probably thought that I never cried because I was in shock. But that wasn't the case.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The truth was that every minute I was alone, I spent crying for my mom. I was putting the small diamonds that come out of my eyes into a bag and hiding them in a closet in the basement. The basement was the safest place in our house because nobody had used it for a long time. I didn't collect the diamonds because I wanted to sell them. I had to hide them because my secret would be out if someone had found them. Because I couldn't stay home by myself, my dad had to stop traveling. He got transferred to another department at work. I told you earlier that my dad and I didn't have the best relationship. I thought that was because we spent too little time together, but it turned out that wasn't the reason. Now he was always home, but still, we never became very close. 4.5 months after my mom's passing, my dad said to me, "There's someone in my life. I'm thinking about marrying her." I was obviously shocked, but I couldn't say anything, so I just nodded. Now I had a stepmother. I was so sad that my dad had gotten married so quickly, and his new wife didn't seem like a nice person. And if that wasn't enough, my stepmother had a daughter named Nancy, and she was just like her mom. It didn't seem possible for me to have a relationship with them. I understood that from now on, I was a stranger in my own house. After they got married, my stepmother and her daughter moved in. Thankfully, our house was big enough. I didn't have to share a room with Nancy. She got her own room. But little Miss Nancy didn't like her room. My friends come over for slumber parties all the time. Agnes's room is bigger. She should move into my room, and I into hers, she said. My dad came to tell me this. Nancy is younger than you. Let's not upset her, he said. I couldn't help it and told him what I really thought of both Nancy and her mom. I also said to him, if my mom is watching us right now, I'm sure she's very upset that you've gotten married so quickly. My dad's face turned red and he screamed, "You're switching rooms with Nancy tomorrow. From now on, you will eat your dinner in your room. I don't want to see your face for a long time." That day, I cried in my room for hours. Naturally, a lot of tiny diamonds came out of my eyes. They were all over the place as I was stomping on the floor with anger. When I woke up in the morning, I picked them up one by one and put them in small plastic bags. That afternoon, Nancy and I switched rooms. I had carefully picked up all the diamonds that had fallen around while I was crying. But unfortunately, I did the stupidest thing and left one of the bags under the bed. When Nancy found the plastic bag, she took it to her mom. Her mom figured out right away that the bag was full of diamonds. But still, she wanted to make sure by showing them to a jeweler she knew. When the man confirmed it, my stepmother told my dad about what happened. Nancy came to my room and told me my dad wanted to see me. I had no idea what had happened, but I still felt that something wasn't quite right. When I walked into the living room and saw the little bag full of diamonds, I was so shocked. My dad asked me, "Agnes, where did you find these?" I couldn't answer at first. I started rambling incoherently. My dad said, "There's a fortune in that bag. I'm asking you again, where did you find these diamonds?" I was never able to lie to anyone's face in my whole life, and now I was going to tell the truth again. "Dad, they come out of my eyes when I cry," I said. My stepmother and Nancy burst out laughing. My stepmother said, "Did you say your eyes? Couldn't you make up a better lie? This is the worst lie I have ever heard in my life." I told them it wasn't a lie, but they didn't believe me. My dad said, "Agnes, you're embarrassing me. Tell us the truth now." "I am telling the truth," I screamed and started crying. Of course, tiny diamonds started coming out of my eyes as I cried. My dad, my stepmother, and Nancy were staring at me astonished. After witnessing this scene, they were finally convinced I was telling the truth. As you might guess, my life completely changed after that day. I went through things that you can't even imagine. You won't believe the things my stepmother did to me after learning about my condition. However, I'll have to tell you about that in another video, because we're out of time. If you'd like to hear the rest of my story, please let me know in the comments. I'll get that second video ready in no time. See you later. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.